Okay, so we're on the last daf of Masechet Pesachim, and then after this, after we finish the daf, and I hope we'll do a siyum tonight, and then I want to begin Masechet Shkalim tonight as well. Okay, so one Kuf Chaf Aleph Mem Aleph, five lines from the top of the Mishnah. Everybody with me? Okay, Matnitin Beirach Birkat Pesach Patar Shel Zevach. So the Rashbam explained there's a bracha that one recites before one eats the Korban Pesach, and then there's another bracha one recites before eating the Chagiga. So if you look in the Rashbam on our Mishnah, it's around 10 lines down in the wide line, in the medium wide lines, I should say. He says, Birkat HaPesach u'Birkat HaZevach mefarish b'tosefta, eiz the Birkat HaPesach, bruch teshem akin v'klam, shtomitz v'zvanu l'chol HaPesach. So the Rashbam says the bracha on the Pesach is you make the bracha, you know, Shek Shamas Vitzvanu Lechol on Pesach. Just like we make a bracha, Shek Shamas Vitzvanu Lechol Matzah and Lechol Maror, there's a bracha Lechol HaPesach. And Ezehu Hi Birkat HaZevach, Bruchat Hashem Okein Lecholam, Shek Shamas Vitzvanu Lechol HaZevach. So there's another bracha to make on the Korban Chagiga. So according to the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, if a person made a bracha on the Pesach, he exempts the Zevach. So once I make a bracha on the Korban Pesach, like call a Pesach, I exempt the Chagiga. Now, they point out in the footnotes, you can ask, aren't you supposed to have the Chagiga before the Pesach? Why would you make a bracha on the Pesach before the Chagiga? You're supposed to eat the Chagiga before the Pesach. So the Slach says that the way he understands the Rambam holds you eat a little bit of the Korban Pesach, then you eat the Chagiga, then you eat the Pesach, is the way it goes. So in the normal order of things, you'd have a little bit of the Pesach, and you make a bracha. So once you make that bracha, according to the Tanna Rabbi Shmuel, now you're exempting the Zevach. Now the Zevach is off the hook with that. Now the question is, how can the Zevach be off the hook with it? So he quotes from the Slach, there's a Pasuk, which we had earlier in the Gemara. It was on Daf Ya'ayin. It was a member from Rav. It says, V'zavachta Pesach la'ashem l'kechatzonu bakar. You should slaughter a Pesach for Hashem Elokecha Tzon, which means sheep or goats, u'bakar. Bakar is the bovines. So we know the Korban Pesach can't be from the bovines. It has to be a sheep or a goat. So what does it mean, tzon u'bakar? It's an allusion to the Chagiga. In other words, the Pasuk is alluding to the Chagiga. So since we see the Chagiga is mentioned in the same Pasuk as the Pesach, and the Torah refers to it as a Pesach, therefore it makes sense that when you make the bracha on the Pesach, that can include the Chagiga. Okay, that's the way this mission is going so far. Then conversely, though, Beirach et shel zevach lo patar shel pesach. But if you made a bracha first on the chagiga, and the bracha according to the Rashbam is lechol hazevach, you don't exempt the pesach according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva mir lo zu poter zu lo zu poter zu. Rabbi Kiva says neither one exempts the other one. So you're always going to make two brachot whenever you're at the Seder, if you have the korbanot. Okay, any questions, comments? Let me finish the Gemara and then I'll take questions, okay? Four more lines, that's it. So the Gemara says, Shtim Salomar, when you analyze this Mishnah, the Gemara says, L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Zrika b'klal shvicha, lo shvicha b'klal zrika. We want to extrapolate. Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, I make the bracha on the Pesach, that bracha exempts the Korban Chagiga. So we extrapolate from there that Mistama, we think that Rabbi Shmuel would hold that Zrika is Bechlal Shvicha. In other words, the Korban Pesach is V'shafach et damo. In other words, you take the blood and you pour it over the base of the Mizbeach. That's the way the Avoda, the blood Avoda, is with the Korban Pesach. And then the Zevach, you sprinkle the blood, you know, from a little bit of a distance. So the Zrika is actually, you throw it, you know, you throw it, but the, so we think that according to Ishmael, Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. Just like he holds the bracha for the Korban Pesach exempts the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, so it makes sense that he holds that Zrika is Bechal Shvicha. In other words, the blood, the Ikar Avoda of the Korban is the blood on the Mizbeach, that the Zrika is included with Shvicha, meaning that if a person did Shvicha instead of Zrika, he's Yotzei. The Shvicha instead of Zrika would work. He says, two lines from the bottom, Divra Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Lo Shvicha Bechlal Zrika, Lo Zrika Bechlal Shvicha. Neither one is included with the other one. So if I did either one, I'm not Yotze the Korban. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, I need two separate brachot. All right, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Okay. So I'm going to go in for the kill now. Okay. Now, let me see. Is there anybody here who's being... Yosef, are you here? Yosef? Yosef? So are you about...
Okay.
Did you do the whole Masechta, Yosef?
Yes.
So maybe... Well, actually, Odeid, did you do the whole Masechta, Odeid? You did? You did? You say yes? Yes? I can't hear a word you're saying, Odeid, because you're muted.
Yes, he said yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay. Sorry. Okay, so here's the way we'll do this. Okay, so you'll do the last couple lines of the Gemara, and Yosef, you'll do the Hadron. Okay, Yosef? We got a deal? Yosef? Yeah, that means deal. Okay, so let me finish up the Masechta, and we'll take it. Okay, the top line on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Doesn't this feel nice? We're at the very end of the long, long, long haul. So it says... Rabbi Simloi. Now, the only connection with the previous sugya, talk about two brachot. You know, and mute yourself again, Odeid. So the only connection is like two brachot being said and being yotzi with one bracha or two. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Simloi ikla the pidyon ben. Rabbi Simloi came to a pidyon ben. A pidyon ben obviously is you have a firstborn, and after 30 days you have to redeem him to a kohen. They asked him the following question. So he said, the first bracha is you commanded us for pidyon haben. So we're clear the father definitely makes that bracha. No question about that. But the question is, when it comes to the shechianu, should the father make the bracha or should the kohen make the bracha? So they pointed out, why can't they each make the bracha? In other words, the idea is like the father, he's making shechianu the mitzvah. He's never done this mitzvah before, so he makes shechianu. And the kohen, we think, in the Havamina, is making shechianu. He's got like this nice gift of five slime. So if he won the lottery, so to speak. It's like, you know, if you're a kohen, maybe you look for these things. Some kohenim give the money back. But So they asked, why can't they each make a shechianu? So he said, no, the Kohen, and then the Rashba. Right, the Rashba says that you don't make a bracha shechianu matnot kahuna. In other words, the five slayim is one of the matnot kahuna, one of the gifts that the Torah gives to the Kohen. You don't make a shechianu on that. So the only shechianu is on the mitzvah. Now, when you think about the mitzvah, it takes two to tango. In other words, the father has a mitzvah to give the money, but he needs a Kohen in order to accept the money, even though it sounds strange. In other words, there's two participants in this mitzvah. So one of them is going to say the bracha, and one is going to be yotzei with shomei ka'one. So the question is, who should recite the bracha? That's the question. So he says, let's just one more line, and then I'll say a few words, and I'll hand it over to Odeid. Okay. So he says, Kohen mevarech of yibin mevarech, Kohen mevarech de kamati hana liyade. On the one hand, I could argue the Kohen should make the bracha, because he's getting the direct benefit. He's got the money in hand. So that's you know, a more tangible part. So he should do it that way. Oh, Avinu ben mevarech tekaavid mitzvah. Or perhaps the father of the child does it because he's the one who's really doing the mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. All right, now I'm gonna leave you hanging there in a cliffhanger with the answer. But let me just say who's speaking? What?
No, I just wanted to say there's an idea from Rav Yankov. He says, what's the big simcha that you're taking a kid that's Kodesh Kedoshim, you give the Kohen $5, and now you can take the kid home and he can take out the garbage. So for this you make a simcha. He became chol after that. He says, what's the point of making a simcha? The kid was Kodesh Kedoshim. So he answers that that's the difference between us and the Yumos Ha'olam. Our job on this world is to take chol and make Kodesh out of it.
All right. Now, let me just say a brief word, and then that'll be it for the Siyam. I just wanted, it's really something I said over in Shul on Sunday, but I spoke about it with you about 2 weeks ago. Do you remember we spoke about this Motzei Shabbat when we say Kiddush? So we don't make the bracha borei minei besamim, right? Yak nahaz, we learned on Kuf Beis 102b. The Gemara said, Rava says that yak nahaz, yayin kudish ner havdalazman. So we have all the bracha there, but not the bracha on the besamim. So the why no bracha on besamim? So the Rashbam says that that Yontiv you also have an Ashami Yetera. So that's what the Rashbam says. Rashbam says, in other words, you make the Baracham Basamim to give you the comfort that you're losing your Neshama Yetera, your extra Neshama that's given endowed with you, this extra spiritual sense that you have on Shabbat. So you make the Baracham Basamim to cheer you up a little bit from this like downfall. So he says, on Yontiv you also have an Neshama Yetera. So Tosfos asks, Tosa says, but if that's the case, so you should make a bracha b'sam every Motzei Yontiv. You don't make a bracha b'sam every Motzei Yontiv. So Tosa has his own answer. Tosa says that like the mitzvah of Simchan Yontiv will cushion it. In other words, you're eating, drinking, you have a special mitzvah of Simchan Yontiv. So if you remember in the Al Hadaf, he quoted from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes is the second Ger Rebbe. So he wants to defend the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that you have Neshama Yetera. So he says, so how come you don't make the bracha on Besamim when Yontiv leaves? Let's say this coming Monday night will be the end of Yontiv. You won't make a bracha on Besamim. So he says that there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yontiv. Shabbos is like Kaviv HaKaimu. It was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. We didn't do any work with it. He says, whereas Yontiv, the Beis Din, remember we learned earlier in the Gemara, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Hashem sanctifies the Jewish people, and they in turn, you know, declare Rosh Chodesh, and as a result of that, we have Yontiv. So the Sfas Emes says that which you put work into, that which you put labor into, leaves more of a roshim. That means leaves more of an impression, stays with you longer. So in Hakinami, you have the Neshama Yetera and Shabbos. You didn't do anything for Shabbos. That's Matana Tova. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, Matana Tova Yeshli Vik and Azai V'Shabbat Shema, Leich Boho Diamet Yisrael. I have this wonderful gift I want to give the Jewish people. That's a Matana Tova. So easy come, easy go. In, you know, bang, bang, you know, I gave you as a gift. Now Shabbos is over, you lose it. But Yontiv, which represents something you work for, you know, in terms of man being involved with it through the Beis Din, so that leaves more of a roshem. So the Neshama Yetera, you do have a Neshama Yetera on Shabbat, Sfas Emes says, but it doesn't leave as soon as Yontiv is over. It sticks around a little bit. So therefore, we don't make the psamim on Motzei Yontiv. So I wanted to say, obviously, with Daf Yomi, you know, it's a lot of tremendous amount of work. I know going through each daf, and yesh koach to all of you for making the commitment each night or whatever you're able to do to come to do the daf. You know, with Daf Yomi, it's lefum tzara agra. You know, how much do you get out of it? As much as you put into it, you know. So if a person comes once a year, you know, they get a little bit, you know, once a month, a little bit more, once a week, a little more, you know, once every, if it's every day, and then if you chazer, then if you do more, and then more and more and more and more, you know, like Rav Lerner says, you know, one drop adds onto another drop, and you end up with a lot at the end of it. So I'm going to give you all a big yeshu koach, and I hope you will continue on with your learning, and shikom echayel echayel, and I hope that we'll soon be out of this miserable COVID situation. All right, now with this, so Odeid, now you're going to read the last couple of lines, and then we're going to, Yosef's going to do the Hadron. Don't forget to do it plural for us, for the Hadron, Yosef, okay? All right, Odeid, you're on.
Shukwech, thank you. Daka avid mitzvah, lo ava bidei, ata, shail bei midrasha, amru lei, avi ben mevarech shtaim, vilchata avi ben mevarech shtaim.
Yeah, so just explain what he said, just to translate.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. I will do my best. Daka avid mitzvah, you know, that he's doing mitzvah with a pidyon ben. Lo ava bidei, lo, you know, that he, that Rabbi Smilait, you know, answered to this question was that he came and asked this question in Beit HaMidrash, and they answered him that the father, the Avia Ben, you know, the father of the son, get two brachot. The right. Two brachot on Pidyon HaBen v'Shehechiyanu.
Okay.
And the Psak is Ilchata, this is the Halacha. שאבי הבן מברך שתיים, that the son, the father of the son gets two brachot.
Okay, so now say the line, Hadrachalan.
Adon alaych harvei psachim, v'slika alaych lach masechet psachim.
Okay, all right, I think Yosef, now you're on.
Adon alaych masechet psachim, Adon alaych data alaych masechet psachim, v'datach alan, la nitnashe minach masechet psachim, v'la nitnashe minach, היא רצון מפניך, אדוני, אלוהינו ולאבותינו, שתהיה תורתך אמונתנו בעולם הזה, ותהיה עמנו לעולם הבא. חניני בר פאפה, עמי בר פאפה, נחמן בר פאפה, אחי בר פאפה, אבא מרי בר פאפה, רפן בר פאפה, רכיש בר פאפה, סוחבב בר פאפה, עדה בר פאפה, דרור בר פאפה. הב אבנה, אדוני, אלוהינו, עד דבר תורתך בפינו, ופיות עמך בישראל, ונהיה כולנו, אנחנו, וצסעינו, וצסעי צסעינו, וצסעי עמך בישראל, כולנו יודעי שמך ולמד תורתך לשמה. מאורי תחמקני מצוותך, כי לעולם היא לי. היא דיבי תמיד בחוקיך, למען לא אבוש, לעולם לא אשכח פקודתך, כי בם חייתני, ברוך אתה, אדוני, למדני חוקיך, אמן, 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 סלע ועד. מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני, אלוהינו ולאבותינו, ששמת חלקנו מיושבי בית המדרש, ולא שמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים, והם משכימים. אנו משכימים דברי תורה, והם משכימים לדברים בתהילים. אנו עמלים, והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים, אינו מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים, והם רצים. אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחן שנאמר, אתה אלוהים תודם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמי ומרמה לא יחסו מימיהם, אבל אני אבטח בך. יהי רצון בפניך, אדוני אלוהי, כשם שזעתני לסיים מסכת פסחים, כן תזעיני להתחיל מסכתות וספרים, אחרים וסיימם ללמוד ולמד לשמור לעשות וקיים את כל דברי תעמות תורתך ואהבה וזכות כל התנאים והאמורים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לי
יעמוד לנו
שלא תעמוד התורה
מפינו
זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם ותקיים בי ותקיים בנו והתהלכך תנחם אותך ושוכבך תשמור עליך והכיסות לי תשכיחך כי בי ירבו ימיך ויוסיפו לך שנו חיים אורך ימים במינוע ושמלה ושב וכבוד אדוני עוזר מויתן אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום.
Yashkoach Yosef. All right, now we just the first line. I'm going to do some Masechet Shkalim in a minute, but the first line, Seth, do you feel comfortable doing one line in Masechet Shkalim? Thumbs up or thumbs down? Thumbs up? You got it? Let's see if he's got it. All right, he's going to get it. All right, 1 minute, 1 minute. Let me see if he's got it. 1 minute. 1 minute. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just the first, you know, the first line. The first line, Seth. Unmute yourself. Okay. Good. Be'echad.
Ke'echad be'adar. Mashmiin al shekalim al ha kalayim.
Okay. All right. Now let me end the recording. Let me just end this recording. Okay.